Today is World Homelessness Day, and with more than 116,000 people experiencing homelessness in Australia, Orange Sky's new vehicle upgrades project is set to help more people in need to create more efficient ways to drive impact. To tell us all about this, I'm now joined by the operations manager at Orange Sky, Daniel Glaubert. Good morning, Daniel. Thank you for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, so what does the vehicles upgrades project involve?
Yeah, so innovation's always been a big part of our DNA at Orange Sky. It's essentially how we started, putting two washing machines and dryers into a van. And today, really excited to announce that we're undertaking a massive upgrades project to really provide a more reliable service for our friends, while at the same time taking steps to reduce our environmental impact significantly. So each one of our laundry vans and hybrids across the entire country will receive 8 key upgrades, with the biggest focus of those being removing the generator from each of our vans and replacing them with solar-powered battery banks, while at the same time reducing our electrical consumption by 90%. So it's really going to create a much more sustainable and reliable fleet for our operations.
So why is the update to the fleet so important, and what does it mean for the service you provide?
Well, it's essentially one of the biggest upgrade projects we've ever undertaken at Orange Sky, and it's really going to give us some massive improvement in a number of key areas. So it's going to improve our service reliability because we don't have to service the vans as frequently without the generator on board. It's going to increase our safety measures. It's going to simplify and reduce the cost of maintenance, increase the usability of our vans. So from going from a clunky control panel to a digital control panel, lots of improvements for our volunteers and our friends, which is really essential as we try and grow our impact and support more people doing it tough.
So I gather that they'll have a huge impact on sustainability then with these upgrades.
Yeah, so it does reduce our electrical consumption by about 90% per shift, which is absolutely massive. And as a result of that, our greenhouse gases are reduced by 70%. So, you know, all the organisations across the world at the moment are looking to ways to support the environment. And this project is a small step in the right direction for us, and we're really excited by it.
Excellent. Now, how are the rising costs of living and the housing crisis impacting people doing it?
Well, to be honest, we've never been busier than we are at the moment. You know, we've seen lots of new people coming along to our shifts, and we've seen many different things happen, such as COVID, but the cost of living is just increasing significantly. The cost of fuel is increasing. We're seeing a housing crisis, rents increasing. So we do know that our service is needed more than ever before. We recently completed a survey, commissioned a report, and it found that almost one in three Australians feared losing their home due to financial struggles. So we know there's a massive need for us, and it's really important for us to be reliable and be available to more Australians where and when they need us most.
Yeah, well, I think that in you saying that, it's a pretty important thing that people get along to support you. How can Australians support the work of Orange Sky for this World Homelessness Day?
Well, World Homelessness Day is all about raising awareness and educating the community on the issue of homelessness. We know here in Australia that on any given night, there's over 116,000 Australians that are doing it tough, and we play a really important role to support our community. So making these changes to our vehicles isn't easy or cheap, and we really rely on the generosity of Australians to really support us. So with your help, you know, we can upgrade our entire fleet. So jump on our website, orangesky.org.au. Every small donation goes a long way to helping us with this project. And if there's anyone out there that's interested in volunteering, our service is run by volunteers who generously give their time. And we'd love more people to join us on this exciting journey. So jump on our website, orangesky.org.au.
Excellent. I just have one question for you this morning, if you don't mind, Daniel, just in relation to homelessness itself and the statistics, et cetera. You know, 30 years ago, there was a huge stigma attached. Do you think because of, you know, further research and maybe because of social media, et cetera, there's been a change in the stigma and we're getting more information about homelessness?
Yeah, homelessness is really complex. And I guess we're really fortunate with the service that we provide that we're in so many different communities across the country. And it's not as simple as one thing to fix, I guess, the situation that many Australians find themselves in. And we see things like domestic violence. We see people escaping really complex situations. Drugs and alcohol abuse obviously play a part in it as well. But the increased cost of living is something that we haven't seen in a long time in Australia. And it's quite alarming. There's a lot of Australians that are, I guess, on that borderline of really being in difficult financial situations. But we are pleased that there's a lot more research happening in the space, and there is definitely an increased spotlight on supporting more Australians to hopefully avoid them being in a really difficult situation, such as experiencing homelessness.
Absolutely. All right, thank you for joining us today. Daniel, good to talk to you.
Thanks so much. Take care.
You're welcome. Daniel Glaubert, Operations Manager at Orange Sky, joining us on this World Homelessness Day here at 7XS.